Everybody's talking at me.
CRN Digital Talk Radio, Chuck Wilder here. I got Jeremy Dayton at the network, and we're live across America and around the world at crntalk.com. When next we meet, Patrick Wood, editor-in-chief of Technocracy News, all of his latest, and then a brand new one that I just saw today, has to do with the dangers of school children wearing masks. Very interesting. Then we're going to get an update from our former mayor of Shiloh, Israel, David Rubin. They're kind of wondering what's going on over there, too, you know. Yes. And then Marshall Frank, he is the author of A Boy Who Mattered, and going to be getting a report from him, Honest Reporting Vital in Racially Charged Cases. All right. Without further ado, let's go to the one and only Leo Homan, H-O-H-M-A-N-N, independent freelance journalist, author of the book Stealth Invasion, Muslim Conquest Through Immigration and Resettlement Jihad. And his website, leohoman.com. Leo, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great this afternoon. How are you doing, Chuck?
Well, I'm fair to partly cloudy today. So I got to tell you, wow. Originally, I was going to start out with this Dominion voting system, and we will get into that. What a report. But then you have a brand new one. President Trump will not concede this election for one very important reason. Wow. That sounds like it's going to be a short answer, like pooey on you or something. But I got a feeling it's got to do with the voting machines.
And a whole lot more, Chuck.
Well, you say the systematic fraud to cancel the votes of nearly 73 million Americans.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit over 73. I think it's gone up a little bit since I wrote that. It's 73 million and counting now. And the thesis of that most recent article at leohoman.com, and by the way, that's H-O-H-M-A-N-N with two N's,
right?
leohoman.com, where you can read it, where I basically put forward the thesis that the Democrats and the globalists, the Democrats are aligned with the globalists, saw everything coming apart at the seams for their globalist New World Order, or Great Reset, as they like to call it now. And so they pulled out all the stops on November 3rd and November 4th. And as the counting continued on November 5th, they continued to manufacture more votes for Joe Biden. And we are supposed to believe in this fantasy world that the Democrats mm-hmm. have created, that he somehow got 12, 13, it may be 14 million more votes now, I believe, than what Hillary Clinton got 4 years ago. And Joe Biden, according to their fake election, and in this article I point out why it's fake, and I call it the ultimate in the cancel culture, because they basically canceled 73 million votes.
Wow.
They canceled our votes with their fraud, Chuck. And, you know, we're supposed to believe that Joe Biden is the most popular Democratic presidential candidate in U.S. history.
Yeah.
If we believe these numbers, 10 million more votes than Hillary Clinton, 14 or 15 more million more votes than Barack Obama ever got, Joe Biden, Sleepy Joe, the 78, soon-to-be 78-year-old, dementia, crotchety, old, nasty man who can't even form a full sentence, who makes gaffes all the time, when he makes speeches. He even said shortly before this election that he was part of the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in U.S. mm-hmm. political history.
And you know what? You put that in print. Other people have that in print. It's not a something that somebody made up.
It's on video. Surprisingly, yeah. YouTube hasn't even pulled it down yet.
That he admits that they pull the most extensive fraud in the world. That's kind of like my words, but you know. And yet, you see those zombies out there. But then again, Leo, and I always bring this up, unless you're getting your facts from the right people, you don't know that he admitted that.
Right, and if you Google it or DuckDuckGo it or whatever search engine you use, you will find it. It's still up there on YouTube, and you can listen to it with your own ears. But you will also see the George Soros-funded fact-checkers. And they will all say, oh, did Joe Biden really say that he was the part of the biggest and most inclusive voter fraud organization in U.S. political history? Yeah, well, technically, yes, but it was just a he misspoke.
Yeah, like he
misspoke,
joking.
Chuck. Mm-hmm. Now, number one, let's give him the benefit of the doubt and say that he did misspeak. Have you ever in your life, I mean, I'm not a young man, I don't think, and I think you're probably at least as old as I am. Have you ever misspoke to that degree?
You know, and if he misspoke to that degree, all right, he should be
then
disqualified.
Why is he running for president? That was going to be my point, right.
Well, and also, you know, everybody knows, and it's sort of like a joke. You know, they've used it in movies and, pardon me, and everything else. But see, they have what is called the code in the black box, you know, for the nuclear weapons. And they make it pretty simple, you know, as I understand. And I've talked to the guy that carried the satchel, you know, for Bush. And what do you call that anyway? Golly, I think it is called, it's just called the secret codes or the code. Anyway, they carry it for the president. And let's say that if you want to launch the nuclear attack against Russia or China, now in this case we know that it would probably be against America. Anyway, say the code is 3872, right? Mm-hmm. You know Biden's going to go in there and insert 3882 or something like that. And it would be like, oh, just joking around there, pushed in the wrong code, and they'll say, why did the missiles land in Washington, D.C.?
Right. So you're exactly right. So either way, this is absurd. It's absurd that they would even run a candidate like this. He's either so demented that he made a Freudian slip, and maybe they were talking about vote fraud in a private conference and how, don't worry, Joe, we got this handled for you. You're going to win because we've got this massive vote fraud organization, biggest in U.S. political history, so don't worry, we got you covered. Maybe it was a teleconference or something like that, or an in-person meeting, and then he goes out and makes the speech, and he, because he has such advanced dementia, he just rattles that right off without thinking that, I'm cooking my own goose here. I'm admitting to something that's completely illegal. So he's either got dementia to that degree, or, like you said, you know, he's completely corrupt.
And you know what, I think there's a number
either
three.
Way, this is not a man who should have been running for president, but yet we're supposed to believe, and they excuse it, saying he just misspoke. Oh, that's just Joe being Joe, you know.
You know, they've said
you know,
that so many times. That's
but we're
just
supposed to believe he's the most popular and Democratic presidential candidate in U.S. history, and people flocked by the tens of millions to vote for him on November 3rd. And that's other thing. We all misspeak, right?
Uh-huh.
I've misspoke, but you usually it's either something fairly minor, maybe you call someone by a slightly
wrong name
or something, and you kind of catch yourself mid-sentence and correct it, or maybe you don't, but it's not like concocting an entire two- or three-sentence comment like he did with this voter fraud thing.
Let me give you a couple examples to show the listeners why he's a dangerous guy. I mean, forever and ever and ever, they use that expression, oh, that's just old Joe, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when he said, boy, I'm telling you, walk into a 7-Eleven, you got to learn how to speak Indian. Boy, there's just nothing in there but those people from India, you know.
Right.
Ho, ho, ho. But you know what? And then it started getting more serious because I guess he was after a bigger laugh. And the one he did, Leo, and I got to fix my words very carefully here. I don't want to use, you know, any bad words, put it that way. But it really PO'd me. That's what I'm going to use, yes. Was whenever, the first thing that led up to it was whenever he became vice president. And he gave away the fact that you were standing on top of the bunker underneath the White House, you know, and before that it had been secret, you know, supposedly. Then the other thing is whenever he gave out the name of SEAL Team 6 as the people who got Osama bin Laden. But see, it's like, look how important I am.
Yeah.
I know who killed Osama bin Laden. Yeah, and guess who got blown up? Later.
Right.
SEAL Team 6.
Right.
Thank you very much, Joe
and
Biden.
And guess who argued against taking out Osama bin Laden in the first place?
Yeah, you're
Joe
right.
Biden.
Absolutely. Joe Biden.
So if it were up to Joe Biden, Osama bin Laden would still be alive, working his magic around the world with his terrorism. And so would al-Samani, the Iranian mm-hmm. terrorist.
Well, I'm telling you, this voter fraud, it's this whole thing could have been settled a long time ago. But
and don't forget about al-Baghdadi of ISIS. Trump took him out as well. I guess Biden would have been against that as well.
You know, the simple thing about voting and how the Democrats have never, never, never wanted you to have to show voter ID. That's
mm-hmm.
racist. You know? Boy, that's the one they had to fight forever. And then thank God they're saying to themselves, oh, we've got COVID. Boy, what we can do with COVID and how we can now demand that we have all this mail-in voting so that you don't come down with COVID-19. You know, because there is, what, 0.3% chance out of a billion that you might get it? I mean, come on, man.
And
yeah,
the
really.
Problem, Chuck, is that we have dirty Republicans who were cutting deals with Democratic socialists like Stacey Abrams here in Georgia. We have a Republican governor here in Georgia, Brian Kemp, a Republican Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger. And if you've been reading some of the tweets from Sidney Powell, one of the president's
yes.
attorneys,
Michael
who
Flynn.
Represented
Michael Flynn.
Michael Flynn, exactly, right. One of the most accomplished attorneys.
Hey, hold it right there, and we'll get back to her.
In the U.S., and I'm going to tell what she said about our corrupt Republicans.
Absolutely. Leo Homan, H-O-H-M-A-N-N, got it? H-O-H-M-A-N-N, his website, leohoman.com, and he's an independent freelance journalist. You know what that is? That means he's not working for a salary. Yeah, but he's surviving, and you can go to his website, leohoman.com, and I thank myself every day that the fact that I figured out how to reach Leo and got hold of him and put him on the show, because he is absolutely fantastic. I appreciate each and everything he does. You can also get his book, Stealth Invasion. We'll talk about that a little later on.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance, or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as 1 day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as 1 day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as 1 day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
855-525-7454. 855-525-7454. That's 855-525-7454.
Everybody's
talking at me.
CRN, Chuck Wilder here with the one and only Leo Homan, independent freelance journalist and author of the book Stealth Invasion. That's Muslim Conquest Through Immigration Resettlement Jihad. Boy, sounds like we went through all of that just in the last 2 months, 3 months, right? You know, you think about it, jihad. Yeah, very close, I guess.
It's the red-green axis.
Yeah.
Working together, and if Joe Biden becomes president, we can look forward to a return to monthly terrorist attacks here on U.S. soil, as it happened under Barack Obama. Chuck, if you remember, people forget, but we didn't have like a humongous 9/11 type event, so people forget, but there were so many jihadist, what I call pinprick attacks, kill two or three people there, here, a dozen people there, you know, on U.S. soil. If you recall, we had the Orlando Pulse nightclub attack that killed 49 or 50 Americans at that nightclub in Orlando, Florida. We had the San Bernardino attack that killed 10 Americans at about this time, 6-7 years ago under Barack Obama, 10 Americans were killed at an office Christmas party by a jihadist. There was the Chattanooga attack that killed 5 U.S. servicemen. There was, you know, the pipe bomb attacks in Chelsea, New York City area that injured a couple of dozen people. You know, there was the Boston bomber attack at the Boston Marathon. The list just went on and on and on. And there are a lot of Americans walking around today without limbs because of that slipshod policy of basically allowing more of these terrorists to come into our country and not monitoring them once they get here.
And
that happened on Joe Biden and Barack Obama's watch.
And that Boston attack. You know, I can't remember the name of the brothers, but anyway, you know, they actually went out of the country to learn how to make those bombs, and then they flew back in again, you know, and they weren't supposed to even leave the country. They are in some kind of special visa, whatever, where you have to keep track, and they never do.
That was the Tsarnaev brothers.
There you go. Hey, back to Biden. Did you, by the way, because we were taking a break and you said I'll wait until after the break to get it, is that what you wanted to talk about?
Yes. Chuck, Sidney Powell, one of the president's top attorneys, she was on the Rush Limbaugh show yesterday in an interview with Mark Stein, who was filling in for Rush, who, as you know, is fighting cancer, lung cancer.
Right.
And Sidney Powell blew the whistle on Governor Brian Kemp and Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger here in Georgia. She said they are compromised, that they received personal benefits for family members to go ahead and purchase this disastrous Dominion voting system software. And that's why our governor has been so quiet here in Georgia over this entire last week or so of ballot counting and fraudulent ballot counting that's been going on here in Georgia. He has not once issued a corrective word, a stern word that, you know, you need to clean up your act. Fulton County, DeKalb County, who are the two main counties in the Atlanta area where most of the fraud has occurred. They've been counting ballots for over a week. He never once told them, why can't you count ballots on election night when much bigger cities and states did so, like in Texas and in Florida. Georgia can't seem to get its ballots counted because it can't get its act in gear because it's conducting so much fraud because it's waiting for ballots to be coming in for Joe Biden. But never once did we hear from our governor. Never once did we hear from Brad Raffensperger other than to say that everything's clean here, everything's on the up and up, nothing to worry about, no fraud going on in Georgia.
Boy.
Yeah, right, Brad.
Wow.
Well, now we hear from Sidney Powell that they're both compromised with regard to this Dominion voting systems. Lynn Wood, who was another one of the president's top attorneys handling this entire vote fraud situation, has now called on the Georgia governor and secretary of state to resign, saying they're corrupt. He said there was rampant voting fraud in Georgia, depriving President Trump of a landslide win.
All right, got to take a break again, Leo, and Georgia. My goodness, and here we got to have an important decision coming up on Georgia that affects the Senate of the United States. Oh, boy. Right in the midst of it all. All right, Leo Homan's going to be back, and we're going to get into more about the Dominion voting machines, too, a little bit later on. Hang in there. We'll be right back.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
In a galaxy far away, way back in 1978, the world watched in horror as the Star Wars Holiday Special became a legendary disaster. Well, now there's another try that works out much better. It's called the Lego Star Wars Holiday Special, with all your favorite characters turned into talking toys and available for streaming on Disney+.
'Twas the night before Life Day, in a galaxy far, far away. Coming together, heroes were, to celebrate the day.
And for reasons known only to Yoda, as in the previous holiday special, they refer to Christmas as Life Day. But slick animation allows the characters to come to life and to provide a fast-moving, occasionally funny, good time. With a TVG rating, 2.5 stars for the LEGO Star Wars Holiday Special, not a new Life Day classic, but 44 minutes of lightly likable entertainment.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statements, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef, broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Everybody's talking at me. CRN, Chuck Wilder here with Leo Homan, and the website Leo Homan, HOHMANN.com. So back to Georgia. Boy, they're even saying, the Democrats, of course, saying, come on, just move down there, rent an apartment, rent a trailer space, whatever, until the election, just so you can vote. You know, they're so obvious, Leo, so obvious.
Well, yeah, that's right. We've got the Democrats and their, you know, ends justify the means. Nothing below the belt is too dirty for them. So we've got them to contend with. But then we've got these turncoat Republicans to deal with, Chuck. Our governor here in Georgia, Brian Kemp, could have stopped that. He could have called an emergency session of the legislature to close that loophole in the Georgia laws that allow people to move here. They have a one-month window, basically, between the November 3rd general election and the January 5th runoff election. They have until about mid-December to move here, register to vote from out of state, and cast their vote for the Democrat in the U.S. Senate runoff election.
You know, you can expect it
from
a Democratic
governor.
Yeah. Democratic governor, yeah. You know, boy, you got, you know, Cuomo and Newsom. Two of them that stick out so well. I mean, you just use those two for examples. But for Brian Kemp, Republican, has he got a new mansion he's getting ready to move into or what?
I would keep my eye on that one. I would not be surprised.
Well, let me tell you, Leo, I'd like to switch gears in a way. Not actually, we're just going to go into third or fourth gear and get to this Dominion voting systems. And, you know, I've seen so much information on this, and I got one. Rose Taylor wrote something. I have no idea who she is. But anyway, started out Dominion Voting Systems, Canadian-based company that produces products intended to aid in elections. And I said, Canadian? And then I get this thing about how bombshell that Trump declared a national emergency, and it's an election day trap, where he says, you cannot, if we find out that any other country other than the United States of America interferes with the election, we'll go ahead and declare it forbid or whatever, right? And this, he did it September 12th, 2018, they say. And they give out the numbers and all this other stuff. It's like here, I didn't believe that Dominion, our voting system, you know, and it's used in all the swing states, Maricopa, for example, where they're having a problem in Arizona, also in Nevada. And here it is made in Canada. And then we've got the hammer also being used, the scorecard. The hammer is the one the CIA used, right, against Trump.
Correct. And it and not only is Dominion based in Canada, Dominion subcontracts with another software company called Smartmatic. And Smartmatic is basically the DNA of the Dominion software program. It's the guts of the program. It was not created by Dominion. It was created by Smartmatic. And the chairman of the board for Smartmatic, which has strong ties to Venezuelan dictator Hugo Chavez,
wow.
The chairman of the board on this Smartmatic corporation, Chuck, is none other than Peter Neffinger. Are you familiar with who Peter Neffinger is?
You know, boy, the thing is jumping out at me, and I'm getting a zero. Sorry.
Okay. Peter Neffinger is a retired vice admiral of the U.S. Coast Guard. Who serves on Vice President Joe Biden's transition team.
Right.
This is the man who heads up the software program that has got such a disastrous record of counting and tabulating votes wherever it has gone, not just in the U.S. There's been, a rigged election in Venezuela. There's been rigged elections elsewhere using this corrupt software program. And the chairman of the board of that company just happens to be Joe Biden's transition team, one of his transition team leaders.
See, I heard that part, and I didn't hear the name when I heard the report. I just heard, you know, that the guy
that
was
with, you can Google it, Peter Neffinger,
Neffinger.
He's currently chairman of the board of directors for Smartmatic.
Wow.
Which is a multinational company specializing in building and implementing electronic voting systems.
You know, in your report, you talk about Dominion voting systems, that they register the votes in barcodes that the human eye cannot decipher.
This is true. That's why a lot of these recounts that we're hearing about, in Georgia and a couple of other states, if they're using Dominion voting system software, which Georgia is, the recount is meaningless because the recount is just going to count the little printout. They're not really the ballot. It's just a printout of what people believe they voted for in the election, and it'll tell you the names And so you can look at it. And when I looked at it, I thought, okay, it says President Trump and Mike Pence and all the other candidates are the ones I voted for. But then I learned as I started digging into this that that's not reflective of your actual vote. You have to, the computer has to read the barcode that has been inputted to the computer system to get the actual person to read the actual name of the person you voted for. And Dominion, using Smartmatic software, is able to flip those votes. Say you voted for President Trump. There's a there is a algorithm embedded into the Smartmatic software that allows them to switch your vote from Trump to Biden. And this happened according to a study by an MIT graduate, Dr. Shiva, and two other software engineers, mathematicians and software engineers. They did a study, Chuck, on just four counties in Michigan, Oakland, Macomb, Wayne, and Kent counties in Michigan. Uh-huh. And they found that a minimum of 138,000 votes in those four counties were switched from Trump to Biden on election night.
Wow. You know, and you say that the democratic progress is process totally dependent on transparency, trust, and accountability, so they turn it over to big tech. Wow. You know,
right.
I'm
most
sure
people are still under the impression that their local county elections official is in charge of counting the votes. No.
Yeah.
Those votes are transferred to the state capitol at some point, either over the internet or via flash drive, and then they get transferred through this Dominion system to a vote counting computer in Spain.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you, see, I went to DuckDuck.go because I wasn't believing so much of this stuff. I was saying, no way. And yes, Leo is telling you the truth. And some people would think, well, wait a minute then. If they've got this system, how come Hillary didn't win? Did Hillary run against Obama? That might be your answer right there.
Correct. And I don't know what happened in the 2016 election, but my guess is that they did use some of this trickery, software trickery, to aid Hillary, but they probably were not expecting the amount of votes that Trump got, and so even after switching some of the votes, it was not enough.
Yeah. How's he going to win? He's not
for Hillary to prevail.
He's not going to win. He's not even a politician. My goodness.
Right. I think they just considered him a joke of a candidate in 2016, and they did not use the full capacity of these voting systems. And I don't think as many states had these voting systems 4 years ago as do now. These corrupt voting systems, Dominion and Smartmatic.
Yeah, and you know, you've got a quote here from my good friend Patrick Wood. In computer software development lingo, a glitch is a slang for an unintentional software malfunction. Did we have a bunch
right,
of glitches?
Right, which is an oxymoron. I spoke with several software engineers when I saw that quote from Patrick, and by golly, he's right. The software engineers tell me that it's impossible for a source-coded software program to have a glitch. The program does what the coding tells it to do. There's no glitch about it. So that's just a catch-all way to dismiss all inspection of these source codes. They never want to release their source codes. Yes, they'll release these printed ballots, which we've already discussed, do not necessarily reflect your accurate ballot. In other words, as we discussed, you could have voted for one, but it was transferred to the other candidate, and that won't be reflected. To really get in there and find out what's going on, we would have to inspect their source codes, and I'm hoping that's what will happen, Chuck, when the president gets his day in court.
Yeah, you know, I'm very concerned, you know, seriously.
But they consider that proprietary information, and they don't want to release it. That's why no state should have ever turned over their voting systems to these private tech companies.
Is it lazy? Is that part of it, or are they saving money?
It's lazy. It's about money. As we already discussed, kickbacks are involved in some of these cases where the politicians at the county level, the state level, they're getting kickbacks in a lot of these cases. It may not be cash money, but it's some kind of, you know, whining, and these companies come in, these big tech firms, and they wine and dine these politicians. They take them golfing. They take them to the country club. They give them gifts that can be dispersed to family members. And they really sweep them off their feet, and it becomes a love affair, you know. And that's why they've sold us out, Chuck. Republican, Democrat, it doesn't matter in many of these states. They've sold us out to these global tech giants, and now we find out that these global tech giants are connected to nefarious people like Peter Neffinger and George Soros. Soros also has not a direct tie to Dominion, but one of his former deputies at his major Soros enterprises, he was like second or third in command of Soros's private firm.
And you got the other guy you mentioned
involved,
here.
He was involved with Dominion. See, so these are not honest people who were in charge of these tech companies.
Well, here's
they're all Democrats.
Yeah,
so,
here's another one, real quick. Smartmatic's chairman is a member of the British House of Lords.
Yes.
Mark McCulloch Brown. He is the former vice chairman of George Soros's investment funds.
That is the man I was referring to. I couldn't remember his name. Thank you.
Wow. Yes. But let me tell you something. Democrat. Now, we know California, right? I know New Mexico, for example. Dominican's democracy suite system was chosen in New Mexico back in 2013. Louisiana, Clark County, Nevada, 52 counties in New York, Michigan, the entire state of Colorado. New Mexico used Dominican systems. Dominican voting systems reached approximately, and get this, listener, this was in 2016 when Hillary lost. Systems reached approximately 71 million voters in 1,635 jurisdictions in the United States. I mean, wow, whatever happened to us? And you can spell that U.S.,
yes, I think we were sold out in this country years ago, Chuck, and we just didn't realize it. And now, thanks to Donald Trump, it's all coming to light. And whether it's too late or not to regain lost territory to these Marxist globalists who are trying to really essentially engineer the final coup, if they get away with this, Chuck, there will be no ever returning to the good old free America under our U.S. Constitution. This is their final coup attempt. And if they are successful, if nobody is prosecuted and these fraudulent election returns are allowed to stand, we can just kiss America goodbye as we know it.
You know, and you wonder, is it easier than having hanging chads? Well, use our system. There will be no hanging chads, right? And like the closing thing about how Associated Press found that these companies had long skipped on security in favor of convenience and operated under a shroud of financial operational secrecy despite their critical role in elections. Wow. Perhaps one of the most important things that goes on in the United States of America, elections. And that's why
I'm saying this is the core of our democracy, our democratic republic.
Yeah.
We're not a direct democracy, but we are a republic. This is the core of it. If you corrupt the voting system, you have now stolen our ability to elect our own leaders. And we
will be right back with more. Yeah, more coming from Leo Homan. Don't go away. Sorry about that, Leo. Got to take this award-winning break, and then we'll be back with the award-winning Leo.
Thank you.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statements, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
When you invest, what do you need? Investors need foresight and prediction so they can invest with confidence. Is the stock market going up and down? What about precious metals or Bitcoin? The stock market may be treading water right now, but now may be a more opportune time to invest in precious metals. Are gold and silver booming? What do you buy? Bullion? Mining stocks? Which ones? The cryptocurrency market is also advancing strongly, but which ones do you buy? John Truman Wolf, former banker and number one best-selling author, gives you the answers in his widely read newsletter, Strategic Financial Intelligence, available at strategicfinancialintelligence.com. Wolf called the breakout of the gold market and the breakout of the silver market. He may not have a crystal ball, but his investment picks tell a story. Metals and digital currencies are on the move. Don't miss out. Go to strategicfinancialintelligence.com and get the Strategic Financial Intelligence newsletter today. Strategicfinancialintelligence.com.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call myflightsearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call myflightsearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call myflightsearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call myflightsearch.com right now.
Call 800-445-3166. 800-445-3166. That's 800-445-3166. Call now. 800-445-3166.
Everybody's talking at me. CRN, Chuck Wilder with Leo Homan, independent freelance journalist. Remember that website, okay? Leo Homan, HOHMANN.com. And, you know, Leo, I hope you're on 1,000 radio shows getting this word out. When you first look at it, it's just one of those things you think, you know, I'd Google this, but, you know, I don't Google things anymore. I'd DuckDuckGo this. How can this be right? Well, you DuckDuckGo it, and DuckDuckGo is very, very accurate. Very accurate. They don't sell your information or anything like that. And you'll find out that Leo speaks with straight tongue, okay, and not pretending to be an Indian, I don't think. So,
no, you're right. And the key there is independent journalists. I don't have any big corporation advertising with me. I don't have any big corporate sponsors. I'm completely reader-supported. So if your listeners come there and feel the need to, feel the urge to throw me $5 or $10 once in a while, Chuck, that will keep me going. I have, my reader base is growing left and right. Unfortunately, only a small percentage ever contribute anything, as you know, but yeah. So far I've been making it as an independent journalist, and I do thank those who support it.
You know, and see, and I ran across you on another website, and I, you know, well, it's hard to track people down sometimes, you know, because you can go to their email or whatever and you're not going to find it, or you can just go to their website. And you can't talk to them directly. So Leo and I managed to communicate in a different way, and we got together, and boy, I'm telling you, you have become one of my top five, put it that way, all right?
Well, so, thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Those other four can eat their hearts out, yes. But this, you know, and this is so serious. I mean, and when you hear that, here it is, George Soros connected. I've also heard that Nancy Pelosi and Feinstein have some money tied into some of these machines or whatever, and you kind of say, well, I don't know. But then you know, we know for a fact that the guy working, you know, with Joe Biden, what was it, Smart, what was the name of his, the machine he's working with?
Smartmatic.
Yeah. You know, working with Biden. No wonder Biden said, I'm going to give you a plug there. I won't use your first name, but, you know, he's that way. That's the way Biden is. He's scary. Very, very scary. And I'm going to be more scared when, you know, if he gets in and then they use Amendment 25, that he's not capable of, you know, functioning right as president. And Kamala steps up. Oh, my goodness.
And I fully expect that, Chuck. I really
do too.
This guy is way too advanced into dementia to be long-term presidential material. I give him three to 6 months, possibly a year at the most.
Yeah, I'm thinking a year and a half. But the good thing, Leo, is that, you know, Kamala, she has such a squeaky clean background. So we don't have to worry about her, do we?
Oh, that's a topic for a whole nother program.
And a whole new column. Yes, there you go. Leo Homan, thank you very much, sir. Look forward to our next visit. And go to that website, leohoman.com, and you can see this one in its entirety. Thank you very much, Leo. All right.
Chuck.
Hey, thank you very much, Jeremy, and thank you for listening. And above all, God bless the United States of America.
Mr. Pop,
are you North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton today?
Everybody's talking at me.
CRN Digital Talk Radio, Chuck Wilder here, Jeremy Dayton at the network, and we just happen to be live across America and around the world at crntalk.com. The show is repeated many, many times, and we appreciate each and every listener that we have. Hey, listen, without further ado, because I got a lot to do with this guy, Selwyn Duke. He's written for The New American, The Hill, Observer, American Conservative, WorldNet Daily, American Thinker. Most of his articles appear at The New American. He has also contributed to college textbooks published by Gale Synage Learning, and he appears all over the place, television, radio, parades, yes, Chuck, just go on. I will. And stop talking to yourself. His website is SelwynDuke.com, SelwynDuke.com. You know, it sounds like an East Coast radio station, WYN with Selwyn Duke. And how are you?
Not bad, Chuck, not bad. You make it sound as if I'm omnipresent. I'm going to get a swelled head here. You know, you're almost deifying me there.
And then your earphones, your earphones will hurt if your head swells. Remember that. It happened to me one time, and I can't remember the
No, that's true. That's
anyway.
True. This headset is not going to fit on. I'm wearing a headset right now.
You know, I'll tell you, there is an article I'm going to be covering tomorrow in my newscast, and it's, will Thanksgiving mark the beginning of the lockdown resistance? And I haven't even read it. I just looked at the title, you know, and I was thinking about your latest, Arresting Tyranny. Every L.A. region sheriff is refusing to enforce COVID curfew. And when we say L.A., we're not talking about Louisiana, are we?
No, we're not. We're talking about Los Angeles, and it's good to see, Chuck, that there's resistance to the tyranny that's being visited upon us. I mean, this comes on the heels of what happened in New York State, my state. Now, this is upstate, which is a much more conservative area. It's very rural, but we've had a number of sheriffs up there that have just come out and said that they're not going to be trying to enforce the governor's Thanksgiving restrictions. You know, he's actually issued this executive order stating that you're not supposed to have more than 10 people in your own home. All of this is just so intrusive, and it's completely unprecedented. And what's so striking, Chuck, to so many people is that it's becoming plainer and plainer that the powers that be, the people visiting these restrictions upon us, don't even really believe in them because they're caught violating them all the time. I mean, we had Gavin Newsom, the governor of California. I'm sure your listeners heard about this. Yeah. I know you did, who was caught in a restaurant violating his own prescriptions. He was there at the restaurant with more than 10 other people. They were indoors, and he lied about it. They were not wearing masks. They were not socially distancing. It's just unbelievable. So what do we have happening in Los Angeles? Well, Governor Newsom instituted this curfew that's supposed to go from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. every single night. Right. And now there are sheriffs who are saying, and this is in the Los Angeles area, a number of them, that they're simply not going to enforce it. They're not going to use law enforcement resources for something like that. And one of them actually said, no, this was in New York State, I'm sorry. He actually said it was unconstitutional. But, you know, this is what law enforcement should be doing, Chuck. Because
When it comes to the sheriffs, Selwyn, and I know you know this because you know just about everything, except Selwyn doesn't know the lottery numbers when it comes out on Wednesday and Saturday. I tried it, but it didn't work. Anyway.
Oh, boy, I sure don't know that.
I know, but you know everything else, I'm telling you. And the sheriffs, see, the interesting thing, listeners, and I mentioned it before, the sheriffs are like what they call the last stand of American justice. And they basically just swear to, you know, to enforce the Constitution of the United States of America. And it makes really good sense. But, boy, you get these, you know, especially liberal cities and these cops. Well, you enforce the Constitution except for, freedom of religion. You can't have that because you might get COVID. Peaceful protest? No. I guess if you're wearing a mask and shooting people, I mean, it is so out of control. And I'm glad to see this is happening. You know, and I've got to ask you something. I saw a little short bulletin, and I didn't print it up. I think I was running late. I knew I was. But anyway, and you know, talking about how New York was going to do this and L.A. is going to do this, and I saw this and where it said police instructed to go in to stores and confiscate big turkeys to make sure that people weren't having more than 10. And I said, I haven't got time to print it up, but it wouldn't surprise me at all.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, the real issue is that we've got some really big turkeys in office, don't we?
Absolutely.
But look, this guy, harks back to what you just said, and this is why it's a great thing to have sheriffs and not police chiefs, because sheriffs are voted into office by the people, right. So they tend to reflect and represent the people very, very well. Police chiefs tend to be political appointees, so it's a very different thing. But, yes, that's the last line of defense.
There was a sheriff in Arizona, Selwyn, I always forget his name. I'm going to write it down one day. But he actually took Clinton to court whenever Clinton was president because they were trying to get them to confiscate some guns, you know, in certain areas. And he said, nope, not going to do it. Sorry I interrupted you. Also, make sure you get in here about Newsom's schools, how, you know, all the schools are closed.
Yeah, no, I was going to get to that.
Yeah.
But I was just going to say, and again, this gets back to why the liberals, the real reason the Machiavellian ones wanted to defund and dismantle the police, because they want to control the police. They want to become the police. That's the only logical reason to do it, like I've said in the past, because if you dismantle the police, well, anarchy will ensue, but anarchy is never a permanent state of affairs. Some controlling authority is going to step into the breach and restore order, and the left wants that to be them. And why would they target the police? Because the police in general are one aspect of society that is not owned by the left, lock, stock, and barrel. They own academia, the media, entertainment realm, most of big business now. But most police departments are still very, very conservative. And this is a good example of why they'd like to take them over, because if they control them, they wouldn't have this kind of resistance anymore. But yeah, talking about the schools, I mean, this is another bit of gold-plated hypocrisy. Governor Newsom has shut down the schools, the public schools, which means that poor and middle-class kids can't attend schools. Now, don't get me wrong, given what I think of the average school, because they're propaganda mills nowadays, that's not necessarily a bad thing. But nonetheless, Newsom then announced that his own children were going to their private school in Sacramento. So people see this, and even liberals are absolutely enraged, because they say, I mean, what is this do as I say, not as I do? The laws are only for the little people? Seriously? So your kids can go to school? Somehow they're immune to the virus, but our kids cannot go to school? I mean, it's just unbelievable. These people are so detached from morality and reality that they feel no obligation to adhere to their own professed pseudo-principles. It's just absolutely incredible. And, you know, I've said this before on your show, I believe, but remember, when we're talking about children, we do not have to worry about them contracting and dying of the COVID virus or the coronavirus. This is nonsensical, what's going on. The CDC issued data a while back, Chuck, indicating that if you're 0 to 19 years old and you contract the China virus, your chances of survival are 99.997%. A study out of Newcastle University in London found that the flu is at least twice as dangerous to children those ages as COVID is. So there's no reason to worry about kids in schools. And please, parents, stop putting masks on your little kids. I see that in my area all the time. I'll be very, very frank. That is nothing less than child abuse, okay, because there's no good reason for it. You don't do it during flu season. Again, the flu is more dangerous to them. Why would you do it now? You're forcing these kids to inhale their own carbon dioxide repeatedly. That can lead perhaps to the deoxygenization of their blood. You shouldn't think that this is going to have any good outcome. It's like giving your child a medicine that he doesn't need. Even if you think the medicine is relatively innocuous, why would you administer a cure when there's no problem? It doesn't make any sense at all. And you add to that the fact that some experts have theorized that these masks may be contributing to the spread of disease, and you've got a really good reason to not put them on your children. And why could they be contributing to the spread of disease? Because they become dirty, they become like petri dishes on your face. And this is especially true with young children, because they're going to be touching them all the time. They're going to be infecting them all the time. Leave the kids alone. Take the masks off them. This is utterly ridiculous.
You know,
go
ahead.
Just to cement this point, okay, according to Tucker Carlson, he related the statistic. In California, you know how many people under 18 have died of COVID? Two. That's in our most populous state, a state with 40 million people. Again, this whole hysteria is ridiculous. I'm sorry, Chuck. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, the teachers' union, I saw a very disturbing report on this, and I think it was One American News. I'm not sure. It could have been Tucker. But they're talking about how, and especially in California, now, the teachers' union is saying, we're not going to allow you to open up these schools, of course, because of COVID-19, right? And then also they're bringing in all these other stipulations of what they would like. They wanted to get rid of the police at schools, and apparently that was voted in, and it's right. The teachers, you know, get their little raise, right? But the thing is, you can't open these schools. And they want it to be, Tucker, and this is Tucker, I'm sorry. Well, that's kind of a compliment. Yeah, Selwyn. They were saying, let me see here, that the schools are not going, they're not going to let the schools open unless they can be assured that we're going to be closing down religious and public and charter schools. Okay? They don't want the competition. And how in the world can that union be that powerful?
It's absolutely disgusting. I mean, these unions really are very, very malevolent entities, and they don't have the best interests of the kids at heart. And, of course, we knew that before, because if they did, they wouldn't be peddling all of this left-wing propaganda.
And see, Newsom's son, as you said, that's a private school. So under the teachers' union, that would be closed. But maybe they think he's going to, you know, finally get kicked out, you know, with a recall.
Yeah, yeah, they're trying to recall him now, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
And they've done this before. Years ago, they recalled their governor, Gray Davis, and that's when Arnold Schwarzenegger
right.
ascended to the governor's mansion. So they definitely should do this. And like I said, even a lot of liberals in California are getting fed up because people see this egregious double standard. You know, the rules are for thee, not for me. And unfortunately, though, what does this reflect when you see that more and more? What it reflects, Chuck, is a ruling class that's more and more detached from the people and that's less and less accountable. Because if they're accountable, they are not going to be so obvious about flouting the rules that they impose upon everyone else. But once they become more bulletproof, once they don't have to worry about being voted out of office, being held accountable, well, then it's no holds barred. Then they can
yeah.
just do whatever they want to the people and live above it all. And that's what you see in tyrannical regimes. And unfortunately, more and more now, we're starting to resemble that model.
I guess the Dominican machines will be recounting the Newsom recall efforts, something like that. Also, as we come into our break here, Selwyn, Newsom also plans his trip for going to Hawaii with a whole bunch of Congress critters. They won't report how much money they're going to be getting paid until, I think, a couple of months after the visit. Meanwhile, you know, he's got the shutdown. Don't leave the state. Don't do this. And I'm wondering if it's like that honeymoon couple. They went over there, you know, and they had to be in quarantine for 14 days before they could go out and visit Hawaii. Do you think Newsom will? Yes. We know
yeah.
the answer already. We're going to continue more from Selwyn Duke and more on this excellent article, Arresting Tyranny. Every L.A. region sheriff is refusing to enforce COVID curfew. And we'll get back to some more of this stuff and Chinese regulations, and it just goes on and on and on. And then, believe it or not, the United Nations has hijacked International Men's Day with feminist wokeness. What a story by Selwyn Duke. SelwynDuke.com.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
In a galaxy far away, way back in 1978, the world watched in horror as the Star Wars Holiday Special became a legendary disaster. Well, now there's another try that works out much better. It's called the Lego Star Wars Holiday Special, with all your favorite characters turned into talking toys and available for streaming on Disney+.
'Twas the night before Life Day, in a galaxy far, far away. Coming together, heroes were, to celebrate the day.
And for reasons known only to Yoda, as in the previous holiday special, they refer to Christmas as Life Day. But slick animation allows the characters to come to life and to provide a fast-moving, occasionally funny, good time. With a TVG rating, 2.5 stars for the LEGO Star Wars Holiday Special. Not a new Life Day classic, but 44 minutes of lightly likable entertainment.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Question.
Have you ever thought about making an investment in California real estate and getting the high returns available through trust deeds? As a trusted professional broker, Sun Pacific Mortgage and Real Estate has been helping investors earn high yield returns on safer investments for over 32 years. Their trust deeds earn upwards of 13%. That's right, 13%. They invest in notes starting from $100,000 throughout all of California, where real estate remains strong. If you want to know more about high return investments through available deeds of trust, go to their website, sunpacificmortgage.com, or call them today at 707-523-2099. That's sunpacificmortgage.com, or call 707-523-2099. sunpacificmortgage.com or 707-523-2099.
CRN, Chuck Wilder with Selwyn Duke, the new American. And you can read all his excellent stories at selwynduke.com, SELWYNDUKE.com. Continuing with this story, and it's interesting because you get into this thing, it's this whole ridiculous thing about 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. curfew. And I asked Selwyn on this whole thing, how does COVID know the time zone? Because, I mean, if 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. is their science, what happens in Arizona if they're not on daylight savings time, for example? Would they know that? Would the COVID little creatures, do they know that? And also, let's say you're leaving a bar at 10:01. Do you have to make sure you roll your car windows up or what?
Yeah, I know.
Well, you're the
Thomas
expert.
Lifson, yeah. As Thomas Lifson, the editor-in-chief of American Thinker, theorized, I mean, are they saying that the virus wakes up suddenly at 10 p.m.?
Yeah.
I mean, the whole thing is ridiculous, but this is just another example, Chuck, of how we're seeing prescriptions here from the government that have no relationship at all to science, and that's the problem, because these people on the left are saying, well, follow the science, but first of all, that's a stupid phrase. But second of all, they're not doing that. Now, I say it's a stupid phrase, Chuck, because you can't really listen to the science because science doesn't actually say anything. Scientists say things. And then you have to ask, well, what scientists are you going to listen to? Do you listen to Anthony Fauci or do you listen to people in the private sector who seem to be a lot more reputable, a lot more knowledgeable, and who are offering the opposite prescriptions? So, you know, that's the first thing.
Yeah.
But yes,
I like your quote in here, by the way.
Yeah. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. But, you know, there's something I point out in my article, and it has to do with the psychology behind this, why a lot of these politicians act in the way they do. You know, you'll notice that with left-wingers especially, it's do as I say, not as I do. And what I point out in my article is that you have to understand their mentality. People who are attracted to politics, a lot of them, are power mongers. They're power hungry. Mm-hmm. And remember, a lot of people, average people, can't understand that motivation. They can understand having lust for food or for sex or for money because everyone has those urges to some degree, just hopefully not to a disordered degree. But what you have to realize is that in just the way you can have those urges and those obsessions, you can have power lust as well. It's just a rarer defect. But some people have it. And again, an inordinate percentage of those people are attracted to politics, and they're very dangerous. And how that comes into play here, Chuck, is that people like that love feeling powerful. And how do they derive that feeling of power? Well, one way in which they do it is by ensuring that laws are only for the little people. I mean, as I put it, a truly great leader might feel compelled to share his people's pain and sacrifice, Chuck. But these people are different. They're going to say, oh, you know, if I can flout the rules that others have to follow, that really gives me a feeling of power. It's a way of separating and distinguishing yourself from the masses, Chuck. It's a way of feeling more important and more special. It's a way of reinforcing in your own mind that you're part of an elite. So that's a big part of what's going on here. So when you see these people exhibiting this double standard, understand that that lies behind it to a great degree. And that's why it's not going to stop unless we stop them, because they not only are comfortable placing themselves above the rest of us, they actually revel in that whole feeling and that whole idea.
What was those who can make you believe absurdities can make you commit atrocities. Yes, you always have these people. This, I know you've got such a thick book there where you get all this stuff. But in this article also, just think of these names, listener. Nancy Pelosi, you know, you saw her get her hair done. Dianne Feinstein, Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot, Cuomo and his brother, you know, Chris Cuomo. It's they don't
right.
care. They can get away with it. And I'll tell you another thing. They want to flaunt the Second Amendment as we go into this bottom of the hour break here in just a moment. Just think about it whenever they're talking about gun buybacks and the Second Amendment. But who makes sure they're always surrounded by security and people with guns? All of these people above that I just said, Pelosi, Feinstein, Lightfoot, Cuomo, Cuomo's brother, all of them. But not for you. We're going to continue more from Selwyn Duke, and I'll let him wrap up the final words from this article, and then we'll get into that the UN hijacking story. You didn't even know there was one, but now you will. Selwyn Duke, the new American, and his website, selwynduke.com. Be right back.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. That's 800-353-1760.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef. Broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at rootschris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call myflightsearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call myflightsearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call myflightsearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call. MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-445-3166. 800-445-3166. That's 800-445-3166. Call now. 800-445-3166.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statements, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
Everybody's talking at me.
CRN, Chuck Wilder with Selwyn Duke, the New American, and been discussing his article, Arresting Tyranny, Every L.A. Region Sheriff Refusing to Enforce COVID Curfew, yes. COVID curfew, got it. What is CC? Yeah, all right. Anyway, seems like something's fighting my tongue today, Selwyn. Anyway, I know we mentioned before the recall effort, and, you know, and you, like you said, Gray Davis had happened. That's just about the only hope here, but, boy, I'm telling you, it's hard for California to switch, you know. And I think we had 112% turnout with voters, you know, last year. In the election, so 112%. Boy, that would be your couple of animals tossed in there or something. I don't know. So,
well, look at that. I mean, I guess that attests to how healthy our republic is, right? Look at all this voter participation you have. It's not just live people. You've got dead people. You've got maybe virtual people. Who knows who's participating? But we understand the more the better, right? That's what the libs tell us all the time.
I think big tech is going to – yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, now I was just going to say, this really, though, shows us what a bad place we've come to in this country, and here's why I say that, Chuck, and I didn't touch on this in my article. We now have a situation where the government is creating these onerous laws and issuing these onerous executive orders that really we have a moral obligation to defy, to not follow. And that's not a good situation to be in because, you see, in a healthy civilization, what happens is that by and large, only just laws are created. People abide by them. If they object to a law, the law is contested through the system. You contact your representatives try to get it repealed, or you go through the court system, so on and so forth. But now we're in a situation where we actually have to applaud law enforcement officials saying that they're not going to enforce a given law. Mm-hmm. Now, that's not a good thing necessarily, but in this particular situation, it's necessary. And when I say not a good thing necessarily, it may not be a good thing in principle, because again, it's a sign that your society is unraveling. But in the particular, like in our particular situation now, it's a good thing because we have no other recourse because the law itself has become so lawless and, I mean, so unmoored from morality. It really is a terrible situation, and it's not good, and it's only going to deteriorate from here. But what else can we do? All we can do is now keep on defying a lot of civil disobedience. Law enforcement has to join us, and then we'll let the chips fall where they may. But it does lead to a worse and worse situation ultimately. It's going to come to a head at some point. You know, either there's going to be a conflagration or maybe the officials will back down for a period of time. But, yeah, it's not the mark of a healthy civilization.
Well, you know, and the indoctrination, and, you know, we talk about it all the time. I have two more articles that you did, and one was about the United Nations hijacking the International Men's Day with feminist wokeness. And then there's another one here about a Republican congressman tried to convert Muslims and Jews to Christianity. But it's amazing, you know, how they twist your brain, I guess. Which one you wanted to get into right here?
You know, why don't we talk about the one about the GOP congressman who tried to convert Muslims and Jews, because I think that's very, very interesting, and most people haven't heard about it. I mean, we're getting all this information about the election for obvious reasons. It's really dominating the news right now, and there are a lot of other interesting stories out there that you generally don't hear about. Well, anyway, this person is very interesting. His name is Madison Cawthorn, and he's a Christian, and he was elected to Congress, and he's the youngest person now to enter Congress, or he will be in modern times. He's 25 years old. There actually was a person who was 22 a couple of hundred years ago, and that was younger than the mandatory age. It was 25 back then, but he was,
I was going to just quickly say there was another gentleman that became a friend of mine, Labatier. What was his first name? But he was from New York, and he was the youngest when he went in. John Labutier, yes, that's his name.
Huh.
John, does that ring a bell?
Absolutely, yeah. No,
yeah.
I remember.
So he
name.
Must have been 26 or 27 when he got elected.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
anyway, just thought I'd throw that in.
This kid, if I can call him a kid, he's 25. Although I guess I should call him a man because he is. Well, anyway, it came out that he's a Christian, and they were trying to smear him, the left-wing media. For one thing, they said he visited Hitler's eagle's nest. That's a tourist site now, while traveling, and that's supposed to be some trespass. And for that reason, Chuck, they called him a white supremacist. So as I pointed out in my article, well, it's a good thing he didn't, like millions of others, go see Auschwitz, because then I guess he'd be a genocidal maniac, right? But anyway, he admitted at one point that he tried to convert Jews and Muslims to Christianity, and what he said is, quote, if all you are is friends with other Christians, then how are you ever going to lead anybody to Christ? If you're not wanting to lead somebody to Christ, then you're probably not really a Christian. And he added, this was from the Daily Beast, which is a left-wing site, that he has been successful in converting or unsuccessful in converting practicing Jews, but he has switched a lot of, you know, as he puts it, culturally Jewish people. Well, this is supposed to be some grand trespass, right? But I quoted Andrea Widberg, who's an assistant editor at American Thinker, and she's Jewish, and she said, look, what this shows is that he's a good person. Quote, a good Christian is called to spread the gospel, she elaborated. So Cawthorn does. But here's the thing, and this is what I point out in my article. Everyone misses this, Chuck. Supposedly, it's a terrible thing when Christians nowadays try to convert others, especially if they try to convert, quote, the wrong people, such as Jews. But what we don't realize is that conversion is basically the business of the whole world. And in particular, it's the business of ideologues, and especially of the kind of ideologues who are criticizing this Congressman Cawthorn. Okay, for instance, Democrats, what do? Well, they want to convert others to being Democrats, right? Liberals want to convert others to liberalism. Muslims want to convert others to Islam. Coca-Cola wants to convert others into Coke fans, and Ford into Ford drivers, Chuck, and dairy farmers to milk drinkers, and so on and so forth. The United States Golf Association wants to convert people into being golfers. So this is what everyone tries to do. And, of course, as I point out in my article, you know, the people who are throwing shade on Cawthorn, well, they try to convert others to being supporters of things such as universal health care and so-called transgenderism and abortion, right? And not only that, leftists go even further, Chuck. Leftists will try to convert by their metaphorical sword, the one that we call cancel culture. They basically say, hey, we're going to make you an offer you can't refuse. You accept our woke ideology, or we're going to destroy your reputation and career. So what people are doing is they have things backwards. I mean, they'll accept the conversion efforts we call marketing. And in fact, Chuck, they don't even recognize them as conversion efforts. But then they condemn Christian conversion efforts, even though, as I point out in my article, they are indisputably motivationally superior. Now, why do I say that? Well, I say that because corporations try to convert you into customers. Why? For money. Political parties, Chuck, usually try to convert you into members. Why? For power. They're not doing it for noble reasons. But when it comes to Christians, there are exceptions, of course, but they generally derive neither power nor money from their proselytization. Instead, They're usually driven by a desire to spread the truth, Chuck, to free others from the bondage of sin. Or as Wittberg puts it, the commentator I mentioned earlier, quote, to give me insurance for the next life. So it's usually a selfless endeavor. So again, the truth is exactly the opposite of what the critics are saying, okay? There's nothing wrong, there's nothing out of place about Christians engaging in their conversion endeavors. It's just the opposite. Their conversion endeavors tend to be, like I said, motivationally superior, okay? Now, if you can stop me if I'm going on too long.
No. In fact, I'm kind of waiting for you to get to the thing that that I run across a lot with people whenever I talk to them about religion, you know, and not on the air, you know, off the air. And I always try to get in, does your preacher involve the big light poles that the city's fighting right now because they say they don't want those light poles going over their property? Oh, yeah, he talks about that, you know, because I wonder, you know, sometimes about just churches that spring up, you know, that don't really have a definition, you know what I'm saying? They just spring up and all of a sudden they've got big crowds. And I wonder how much political stuff they get into. And then I, you know, and you mentioned that in your article. So that's why that's what I'm waiting for there, Selwyn.
Yeah.
I'm paying attention.
Well, okay. So now we have to ask, what drives this antipathy for Christian conversion efforts? Well, one is just plain old Christophobia, prejudiced against Christians. We know that, and that's quite prominent among the left. But there are other motivations as well, deeper ones. As I point out in my article, we're seeing here, really, Chuck, is a lack of seriousness. And what I mean is people reflexively accept political conversion efforts. Why? Well, because politics concerns organizing what even materialists believe in, the things of this world. Yet what we have to understand, if we're going to be wiser, is that not only are the things of the next world, Chuck, infinitely more important, far more important, but that one's conception of what we call first things, and that term refers to theology, philosophy, the most basic fundamental things, one's conception of that affects his conception of secondary things such as politics. So I think it was Andrew Breitbart who was famous for saying politics is downstream from culture. But understand this, it's even further downstream from faith. If you want to know why our politics is in a state of disarray in this country now, or why it is anywhere in the world, it's because of people's basic philosophical and spiritual foundation. If you go awry there, everything else will be for naught, Chuck. It's like if the foundation of a building is unsound, the rest of the building cannot stand confidently. It's going to be unsound. It's like if the roots of a tree are rotting, the tree itself cannot be good. It cannot bear good fruit. It's the same thing, okay? Another issue we have here. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, yes, I agree with you 100%. I was going to throw in that I'm trying to think. I can't remember even the guest it was, but I had a PR person, right, and telling me that about this huge religious gathering, which was not too far from where I live, and she says, oh, you got to go check them out. She said, but, you know, they got like 2,000, 3,000 people there, you know, even with COVID. They don't care. They're there. And this guy talks about everything. He talks about Trump. And then I'm thinking, there must be a thin line with religion and politics. But do you think it's always been that way, Selwyn?
Oh, yes, because in reality, I mean, I'm going to shock some people, but there cannot be a disconnect between religion and politics because, again, as I said, politics is just downstream, further downstream from faith. If your political philosophical and spiritual foundation is flawed, then your politics will be flawed. I mean, our founding fathers gave us the government that we have today because they tended to be believing Christians. You know, people don't understand that. I know the left likes to say, oh, they were deists. No, they were not. Even back then, deism was a fringe belief. Maybe you could make the case that two or three founders might have been marginally deist, but that's about it. And even that case is not very strong. Almost all of them, there were 56 founders, I believe. I might be off by one or two, but I don't think so. Almost all of them were members of mainstream congregations. But the bottom line is that, again, politics is linked to religion for a very, very simple reason, and that's that politics it really is the manifestation of spiritual and philosophical mm-hmm. differences in public life. And politics, Chuck, involves morality. It does, necessarily, because through politics you end up making laws. A law, by definition, is the imposition of a value, and a just law, by definition, is the imposition of a moral. And that's indisputable, even though a lot of people would try to dispute it, because the bottom line is that if you make a law, you're saying there's something you cannot do or something you must do, ostensibly because either it's a moral evil or a corollary thereof, or it's a moral imperative. Okay, there's no other way it could be otherwise. Yeah. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
And at one time, we had like 10 laws, you know?
It's amazing. That's right, didn't we? Exactly. And the commandments are laws. We have to go to a break, I know.
Coming up here in about 1 minute, Bill Federer, I think you're familiar with him, former congressional candidate. He's in charge of America Minute, book of quotations and God and country and all that. Anyway, I had him on just recently, and we were talking about his title, and it was "A Republic Must Either Reserve Its Virtue or Lose Its Liberty." And the Reverend John Witherspoon was one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence. And when I had him on, I was thinking about you, Selwyn, because, boy, it involves so much with religion and what's in the Constitution and the things they wanted to preserve, you know. They were on the right step, but then along came Congress, I guess, and started making too many other laws. Actually, we're 1 minute away from the break right now, so go ahead. You got a minute.
Yeah. No, I was just going to say, this is reflected in our founding fathers' statements. John Adams, our second president, said in 1798, I know people have heard this before, but our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Now, people nowadays don't take that very seriously, and they don't want to hear that. But the bottom line is that it's absolutely true. If we cannot govern ourselves from within properly, and you only do that when you have a proper moral foundation, and that's only going to exist most likely if you're close to the truth and truth implies God. Okay, if we can't govern ourselves from within, we're going to end up being governed from the outside by a big intrusive totalitarian government. That's simply how it works.
Always fantastic, intelligent, and right on the edge of your tongue. Things that Selwyn Duke comes up with. The New American. Enjoy each and every visit by Selwyn Duke, S-E-L-W-Y-N, Duke, D-U-K-E.com. That's his website, and that's where you can read all these excellent reports and columns. SelwynDuke.com. And we'll be back, wrap things up in just a moment.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as 1 day. and for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
855-525-7454. 855-525-7454. That's 855-525-7454.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance, or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
Everybody's talking at me.
CRN, Chuck Wilder with Selwyn Duke, the new American, and selwynduke.com. Anything you want to wrap it up with here? I know I kept pushing that UN hijacks hashtag International Men's Day with feminist wokeness. You've also got China's social credit system in America. You have so many. Election watchdog, billionaire helped buy election. Nobody we know, I guess, billionaire, right? We could buy another hour here, Selwyn.
That's Mark Zuckerberg. And by the way, his father used to be my mother's dentist, believe it or not. True
his
story.
Father,
and my mother remembers.
I got to write this down. Hang on. And his father was your mother's dentist, right?
Yeah, I know. I'm in the inn, right? I'm really connected here. Yeah,
Zuckerberg.
Actually, Zuckerberg grew up in the county in which I currently live, Westchester County, New York. So that's why that was the case. And, yeah, his father used to be a dentist. So I guess I can just call the man on the phone, right?
Do you think his father was, what's the word, indoctrinate, not indoctrinate? What is a word they use, you know, whenever they try to get you to confess, like the Gestapo. Your mother to tell him the secrets so that that he could later on figure out a way to keep those secrets from getting to the American public. Yes.
Yeah, interrogating.
Interrogating. Thank you. Isn't that amazing? Boy, just one of those days. It's like the lamp's going out. Selwyn, help me. I don't know.
Hey, we all experience it, Chuck. We all experience it. You know, it would be nice to have a photographic memory. There was a fellow who used to write for The New American who supposedly had that. He could just scan a page in a book, and I guess a picture would be in his mind, and then he could tell you anything that would be on the page. That would be nice, wouldn't it?
I'll tell you something funny is that the Raiders quarterback, okay, supposedly has a photographic memory. I didn't know that. And he throws it to the right people, but they drop the ball. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Kind of interesting that you'd have a NFL quarterback with a photographic memory. Yes. Unless you like cheerleaders.
Maybe he missed his calling.
Yeah. Maybe if you like cheerleaders, that's not bad, you know?
He can remember all the phone numbers. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. But, they do have a lot of, different, plays they have to memorize, things like that. At my age right now, I don't know. I'd probably turn around and said, don't you kick it between the goalpost? Or isn't it? No, you're talking about soccer. Oh, okay. And you got to wait until it's fourth down. Oh, I think I'm understanding now. Thank you. Well, I'll tell
you. Chuck, you kick it between the goalposts every single time. Don't worry about it.
I wish, and I appreciate, It's some big shoes that I'm filling here, you know, Selwyn. And Selwyn knows that very, very well. And those shoes were so big that there's an echo in them, you know. I have a little button here that keeps the echo from George Putnam, right? Those are the big shoes I'm talking about. And
big shoes. Look at that. That's like Andre the Giant's boots. I know another wrestler, Ernie Ladd, who was 6'10", said he could put his foot, and I think he had a size 17 foot, in Andre the Giant's boot and move it left to right.
Yeah, and you know Cowboy George, by the way, wore boots most of the time. All right. Well, thank you very much, Selwyn. Look forward to our very next visit, and we'll make it as soon as possible. It's Selwyn Duke, D-U-K-E. God bless you. Selwyn Duke. .com. Got that? SELWYNDUKE.com. Hey, thank you, Jeremy Dayton. Thank you for listening. And of course, God bless the United States of America.